Hi, you're welcome once again to another episode of this podcast. My name is Wale Okilola and I'm so excited to have you join me today. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking, thank you for commenting, and thank you for sharing it with your friends. Thank you for all of the feedbacks that I'm getting. They are awesome. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name, and the Lord would make you relevant in your generation. In Jesus' mighty name, you're welcome on board once again today. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms like Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Anchor, Breaker, and all other podcast platforms. In the spirit of this season, which is the season of love, Valentine's Day was on Sunday, I have decided to take a quick look at what the Bible calls a more excellent way. After giving an in-depth teaching on the gifts of the Spirit, talking about things like working of miracles, healings, speaking in and interpretation of tongues, in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul closed by saying, there is yet an excellent way, which he wants to show us. He goes ahead and then talks about love in chapter 13. Quickly today, I am going to be considering love. Wanting to tempt Jesus in Matthew chapter 22 verse 36 to 40, one of the Pharisees asked him, "Which of the commandments do you consider to be the greatest?" Jesus replied him thus. Jesus said unto him in verse 37, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Verse 40 now says, take note of this. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. There are so many rules and laws and commandments all over scriptures that have been given by God, his prophets and apostles on how to live righteously towards God and towards our fellow men. But it is also established in scriptures that all these are summed up in one, which is love. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 14, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Now consider what the scripture also says in Romans chapter 13 from verse 8 to 9. It says, "Owe no man anything but to love. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Now verse 10 says, "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." Love is powerful. It is the summation of all the laws of God. Love is a force that causes you to live and do right at all times. Love is God, and God is love. Love is God's way. If everything fails, love cannot fail. No one has ever gone wrong living in love. The world would be a better place if everyone chooses to go the way of love. The chaos that has filled the world today is as a result of the absence of love. Love is absent in organizations, establishments, nations, families, churches, everywhere. Relationships, marriages today fail because people no longer love truly. Too many lies and a determination to take advantage of the other. Your life will take a new turn if you choose to take this more excellent path of love. It doesn't matter who or what you are. If you do not love your neighbor, you are nothing. There's a saying that says, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Who is your neighbor? Your colleague at work? The brethren in church? Your employees? The taxi driver, and everyone around you. It is even worse as believers when we choose to only treat people according to how we feel about them at a certain season, maybe because of the things they have done in times past. You didn't deserve God's love, you must always remember, when He loved you. You were a hopeless sinner, but God loved you. Bible says God so loved the world and He gave His only begotten Son, that anyone who believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Bible says we love Him because He first loved us. We didn't do anything to deserve God's love when He loved us. We should also extend this attitude to every other person that is around us as believers. At a particular time in my walk with God, He revealed to me that the true test of spiritual maturity is not in how long I could pray or fast, or how heavy my tongue sound, or if I am powerful or not. But the true sign of spiritual maturity is the ability to love like Jesus, to love unconditionally. God's General Andrew Murray said in one of his books that I read some time past, he said, we must love everyone, even the unlovable. It means some people may not be deserving of our love, deserving in quotes. But even if they are not deserving of our love, we must love them still. This is the true sign of spiritual maturity. Every other commandment in Scripture, they are all summed up in this one thing. Love your neighbor as yourself. You would be kind to whoever you love. You would be patient to whoever you love. You love. You will not have ill thoughts and wicked thoughts towards the one that you love. You would be willing to help whoever you love. I want to encourage us today, everyone, believers, listening to this podcast, let us choose the more excellent way to love our neighbor as ourselves. Not only in romantic relationships, but even relationships with people around us. You don't have to be in a romantic relationship with someone before you love them. Just love them with the love of God. Amen. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Wale Okelola on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you want to reach me, you can reach me via my email address, olawalemike@gmail.com. olawalemike@gmail.com. Until I come your way again next time, I remain your friend, Wale Okelola. Stay blessed. Amen.